The temple of Artemis at Ephesus was one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. A man named Herostratus burnt it down and made it easy for the authorities to catch up with him. Before his execution, he was asked why he had done this. He said he did it so that his name would be remembered forever. A law was immediately passed that made it a capital offense to say his name. It was not just his name, of course. Herostratus was willing to die so that this fragment of his life story would be immortal. Without the story, his name would be forgotten. I think having a life story is central to being a person. It is expressed in the metaphor, life is a story. It certainly does not apply to biological life, but rather to our symbolic, social lives, to the person we are. This is a metaphor we live by. For example, to become closer to a person, we share our stories. When we are seeking employment, we present a resume, a version of our stories slanted towards the workplace. These stories tell people who we are and what they can expect from us. They also tell us what we can expect from ourselves. A psychologist friend of mine speculated that confidence comes from having whole constellations of stories of how we have successfully handled whatever type of problem we are confronting. The metaphor says something about when human life begins. Life is a story, says human life begins when our story begins, when we have been born and given a name. A strictly biological approach would say life begins at conception. It also says that human life continues as long as some of the story continues. Herostratus lives, at least a little bit. It may also explain the phrase, the meaning of life. After all, your life is a story has a meaning, therefore your life has a meaning. Or maybe a bunch of meanings. Life is like a collection of short stories that we're trying to work into a novel. Life is a manuscript in search of a good editor. Ah, but I digress. The metaphor also explains the neutral zone that William Burroughs talks about in his book, Transitions, Making Sense of Life's Changes. A life story is a lot like a resume. When we change during a life's transition, we have to update our resume. We have to revise our life story to match our new reality, including some incidents, ignoring others, reinterpreting some episodes, rewriting some. During this revision, life is meaningless. Our old story having been lost before our new story has been found. And that is the horror of Alzheimer's disease. It destroys episodic memory, the ability to remember a story. People with Alzheimer's report feeling that they are losing themselves. We can't stop that loss. But just as a remembered story is a kind of immortality, we can say to them, even if you forget your story, I will continue to tell it for you.